Hey everyone, Eva Thompson here. Welcome back to our channel or our podcast if you're listening to this on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts. Today I want to talk to you about how you can avoid experiencing retroactive jealousy in your future relationship if you're someone that has had it in their previous relationships, is now single and is looking to eventually get into a relationship, but they don't want to have RJ anymore. The number one thing that you can do is set boundaries, right? So say to yourself, this is what I want in a future partner. I want their past to look like this or similar to this. And I don't want to be with someone that has done X, Y, Z. Now know that this can limit you because there might be someone great for you out there that has done certain things in their past. But if you're confident that this is not what you want, then fine. Have that in your mind as a standard, I guess. But no, like I said, that it could limit you. Most importantly, though, take some time to think about what retroactive jealousy was about for you in your previous relationship. Were you trying to control your partner's thoughts in one way or another? Were you afraid that they were comparing you? Were you afraid that your relationship or your intimacy was not as special or not as good as their previous encounters with no evidence? So your partner's never done anything or said anything to make you feel this way on purpose. Could it be fear of trusting? Could it be fear of commitment that shows up as RJ? As an excuse as to why you can't be happy with this person in a relationship. So really ask yourself, okay, what is this about? What were my worries? What were my concerns? What were my fears? Why did I care about the past to the extent that I did? Caring what others think is another one that comes up for people. And so I would begin exploring that and generally begin building a relationship with yourself where you trust in yourself, where you know that you can handle anything that life brings your way. Because for many people, RJ is a safety thing. It's their mind almost trying to protect them. What I mean by this is they will think about the worst case scenario. Somewhere in there, trying to find evidence of whether or not they're safe in the relationship, whether or not they can trust their partner when they tell them that they really care about them and they don't care about anybody else, whether or not they trust their partner that they're not going to cheat on them. So it's just this need for safety, needing someone else to make you feel safe because you are afraid of getting hurt. And if there is this inner knowing that you will be okay no matter what, and you have yourself no matter what, you will depend a lot less on the external. Not to say that if someone does betray you, it's not going to hurt you, but the point is the constant need for reassurance that you are safe, and that never being enough when your partner is giving it to you. Perfectionism, work on that. Do you expect yourself to be perfect? Do you tell yourself things like, you should know better, you should have done better, you're not enough, you're not worthy, you're not this or that, unless you achieve certain things? Because if you're a perfectionist, you can also project that onto your partner and you can expect them to be perfect, and then that obviously doesn't go down well. Are you judgmental towards yourself? Because then you'll be judgmental towards your partner as well. Do you have these unrealistic high standards for yourself? Because, like you probably guessed, you will project that onto your partner too. It's not necessarily bad to be a perfectionist. You just need to manage these traits, these character traits that you may have, in a way that serve you. Maybe at work, you're really organized, you are precise, and it's gotten you quite far in your career. But when you're in a relationship with someone, you can't expect that perfection. You can't expect that way of being because they are a human being. They are not your career. So what I'm saying is that you don't need to change who you are. It's just managing character traits in ways that they will serve you instead of the opposite. So what I would recommend is spending time with yourself, getting to know yourself, becoming comfortable being alone. Doing things that are challenging for you in order to feel more confident in yourself and also become proud of who you are as a person, instead of wanting that external validation from other people. And lastly, guys, know that even after doing all of this work, if you meet somebody, a nudge comes up, that's still okay. There is still something to learn, something to work on, something to understand. And your partner is your mirror if it's a good relationship, if it's a healthy relationship. So start by doing the work by yourself. And then when you get into a relationship, make sure that you observe yourself more instead of judging yourself or pushing yourself to not be this way, shaming yourself, blaming yourself, feeling embarrassed. Those things don't help. You want to come from a place of awareness, compassion, understanding, calmness, instead of willpower, trying to push yourself out of this, using force, using control, because that just makes it worse. So I hope this video helped you. Let me know if you are someone that had RJ, was single, was able to overcome it when single, and then got in a relationship and it was gone. Let me know what you did down below, and I will see you guys next time. Take care.